That's the circle of life.
Damn.
It's cool because like the more I breathe air in here, it makes me feel like slightly sicker.
That's a big ass cricket. Wait, is that real?
No, it's not.
Oh, I thought that was real.
It's not. There's
have soap. Dude, your sink is crazy. No, this is fine.
Yeah, I usually don't use that one.
Wait. Oh, no, this has been used.
Yeah, I use it pretty regularly. Yeah.
Oh, you letting that pan soak?
Yeah.
How long have I been soaking for?
Like a day.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad.
And dust in the pan, you're lying.
Is this the same kitchen you cook in?
Yeah.
Why is it in my crazy hairs? Everything feels way smaller than you thought it was going to be.
Rooms look bigger on camera.
Like, I mean, like, this is nuts. Because, like, just me and you in this whole kit, it fills the whole thing up. Holy fuck, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. How long have those been soaking for?
They're not soaking.
Oh, okay.
There's no water.
Okay, so if you wanted the fork and knife right now, where would you get it from?
Right here.
Sick.
I have these. Yeah, I have these right here.
That's crazy.
Ooh. Oh, you've got cream soda, a bunch of condiments.
Those have been there for like a long time. I wouldn't recommend eating those.
Okay. Oh, dude, what about your spicy ketchup? That's clutch. Ooh, yeah. The Trix yogurt, too.
How old are these oats?
That's got to be at least like 15, 20 years. Oh, you got your dried blood on top of the ceiling, too. Look at all that. See that?
No, that's not it. That could be some wasp poison, because there used to be wasps that would get up there and I'd spray them down. Oh, this is a TV. My ex-girlfriend left here. Works totally fine. I just don't know what to do with it. These are pillows that have mold on them, so I threw them out of my room. And that's my bathroom. It was actually so bad that I did clean it up. That was the only thing I actually cleaned up before you guys came over here. It was actually that bad, so that is cleaned up. This is my other room. This is like my room as a kid. And this is my bedroom. This is generally where I sleep.
Look, the nest! It's real!
Well, I actually had to get rid of most things out of the nest.
That's
because they were moldy. They were moldy.
Do you actually sleep down here, or do you sleep upstairs in your room?
I go like this. Just like this.
Oh, shit.
I got my pillow. Yep. That's very nice. Comfy and cozy.
Why you got all those? We always wear the same damn shirt.
Well, I haven't moved them. Like, what else am I going to do with them? Like, damn. Let's see. Yeah, I didn't clean anything up, so I figured I'd give you guys the authentic experience. And then the main place, this is where I'm usually at. This is my room. Let's see. I got this desk at Office Max. This is like a bunch of like random stuff I have here. This was a whiteboard that I would put a list of things that I had to do in World of Warcraft. So I got my chair, and that's the other chair. I got this sofa. It was like nearby. I got it. It was on the side of the road. We like put it halfway on the car. Same with this one. And then I held it for like 2 miles while we took it back to the house. Let's see. I have this sword. I have like 10 different blankets here that I kind of just have in a giant pile. I just pretty much pull it all over myself. And then I've got, these are sofa cushions. There's another sofa that I got rid of, but I kept the cushions because I wanted to be able to make a sofa cushion igloo. I never got enough.
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure to Twitch Prime so you can afford it.
Let's see, what else is there? Oh, this is my plaque. For getting 100,000 subs on YouTube. I have 1,000,001. I don't know where the plaque is. Maybe I lost it. I don't know. Oh, it's a bird. That's pretty much my house. This is where I live.
It's cozy, I think.
With like...
Yeah.
It's 90% filled up with fucking garbage, bro. That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
Maybe 99.
Well, out of curiosity, why do you have thousands of dollars laying around?
I did that as a visualization. It's fake money. I'm going to burn a $20 bill every single time I do a 10 pull just to show how many of them I waste.
Jesus Christ, that made chill, bro.
I just opened it.
No, that shit's happened like 10 times.
What the?
I used to have stuff in there, but then it's like kind of a pain in the ass to take the stuff that was in there and put it back in there. So I just kind of didn't do that.
Dude. I was looking at the Nature Valley bar box you got here, and I was like, how can anybody eat these without it exploding the dust all over it? And then I see it all over your keyboard.
I also thought we'd see rats, like dead rats, because you kept talking about the dead rats.
I haven't
seen
away.
A single...
Yeah, I threw them away.
That's so nice.
There's an area where a dead rat decayed the carpet. I could show you, but that's about it.
Oh, that'd be cool. Is that it right there?
No, that's something else. I think it's somebody threw up there or something. I don't remember. So yeah, I'm trying to think what else is there to even look at here.
I don't know about you. I'm kind of hungry. You want to cook me something? Or?
We're going to do the steaks.
Yeah, you want to cook a potato or something?
A potato?
Yeah, I'd be lit. Right.
My friends and I, we used to steal trays from Taco Bell. So you guys actually have the trays from Taco Bell to eat off.
I'm already used to the smell. Well, it smells like old house, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I didn't smell like trash or rotting anything, honestly.
Yeah, no, I don't have any trash in the house. I do. Like, I mean, there's definitely some trash, but...
What, you say you don't have any trash in the house?
Well, what I mean is, like, not designated trash, right? I mean, you could make the argument that, like, 95% of everything in the house is trash. Respect on you did. I think that you're right. but I'm not trying to actively throw those things away. It's just, you know, it is what it is. I did get steaks and everything. I went to the grocery store yesterday. This is the steaks.
Yeah. What fat percentage is that?
I don't know.
I mean, like,
who the fuck wants to eat fat?
My ass, that shit good, bro. That shit good.
Yo, you don't dry off the pan before you put the butter in?
What's the worst case scenario?
I mean, nothing. It'll evaporate, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just never seen the technique.
You want me to put the moth in there?
Sure.
No, I don't think so.
Hey, three roaches.
And,
nice. Let's see here. Black this. Mold.
Black mold, where?
That shit right there.
Oh, no, that's, there was a, like a possum or something that came in through the light.
Oh, yeah,
there
was a hole in the
ceiling.
Oh,
what the
yeah.
fuck?
Oh,
okay.
That's how they got in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. So what we're going to do here is we have the two steaks, and we'll turn on the burner here. We have four people here. Jay, I'll make you a steak as well. And
well, look at that. There you go, man.
Let me go. Yeah.
What was that face you just made, Jay?
You're like...
Wait, this motherfucker got four trash cans.
Well,
wow,
yeah.
You're so clean.
Well,
one,
my
two,
mom had
three,
a strategy.
Four.
Whenever we ran out of room in the trash can, we just buy a new trash can.
Oh.
You don't have salt or pepper?
No, I got upstairs.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is really what's going to take the most time, is cooking up all the potatoes.
You want my help?
No, you can. It's just it's a fucking microwave.
Oh, okay.
Time. And steak number one.
That pan is not
that hot. Is fucking so cold.
What do you mean?
It's supposed to like make sound when you put it on.
Exactly, and the sound actually sears it to the pan, which makes it harder to clean, which wastes time.
Yeah, stupid.
My bad.
And then after I get them both in the pan, stab the shit out of them, get this one here.
You wanna know how this hasn't been opened in months? Because it's prepped to where if you open it, shit falls out. You see the shit fell out. I will say, credit where credit's due,
yeah.
This shit smells good.
It does, the potato smells
that good. Smells stupid good.
And we'll do the other two steaks after this. We'll do a little bit more butter. Yeah, that's a drawer full of stuff.
Oh, birthday
and
candles.
Birthday candles, yep, yeah, there's those. We got hammers. Rubber bands. Incense, probably a bunch of other crazy shit in there. And then I don't know if there's anything in the oven. Oh, those are brownies. Those are from like a last Valentine's Day. I'll put those back in there.
Does your dishwasher work?
No.
Okay.
I try to use as few dishes as possible. That way I don't have to wash them.
Oh, these are fresh cookies.
Yeah, those are actually fresh ones. There's like 10 other boxes in the house, but this is the only fresh ones.
So I love eating the shit my friends like to eat. That's good. That's a good-ass cookie.
It is a good-ass fucking cookie.
Mm.
See, look at this fucking steak. Now it's looking better, right? You were getting stressed out, weren't you, Jay? He was getting stressed out. So we got one steak right here.
I can't believe
it
works.
Yeah.
What works? Oh, you don't want to use that. Don't use that. The ice is moldy.
You figure if he's been eating this shit for 30 years, it's probably fine, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you have smoke alarms?
What?
Okay.
And we've got one more potato after this, and then we'll have everything.
I'll go prepare the table outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way we can eat like a family.
Okay.
Do you want, like, paper
What did you need that for? You're literally wearing pants. This is pretty much good to go.
Let me go see what that guy's doing.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You ever, like, watch a streamer and you're like, oh man, they're probably way different. It's probably just a character. This is crazy to me. Jay, this is fucking crazy.
Bro's lived like this for like 30 years, bro. This is insanity.
I can like feel his whole life here. Like I can see where people have been. I can understand the stories that have happened. It's actually fucking wild. You want a seat? Did you see the crater over here?
Oh, look at that. What the fuck? Oh, that's a tennis ball. Damn, bro. It's been here so long, it's turned blue. What the fuck?
When you look at these things, you can guess like how long they've been here. And then you come over here, right? And you look under this and you see all the toys. So you'd assume that there's like kids here. And then you realize Asmund's an only child. And these kid toys are just his from like 30 years ago.
Look at that, Lil Tykes. Lil Tykes' yellow car.
Those were the squirt guns him and his friends play with. It's like you can see a whole man's life in one house.
He said this one's mine.
So this house is like a time capsule, but it just never changes.
Wow, it's like we're having a picnic?
Full disclosure, I'm just keeping a buck. The seasoning is burnt to fuck.
It's because he didn't turn down the pan. It still smells good.
It does. I'm just keeping it 100%, you know? There you go. Thanks, bro. Well, thank you for the meal, man.
Yeah, thanks for dinner. This looks great. How do we dress this properly? Like, do we put the steak sauce?
Okay, so you get the potato right here. Cut it right open on the middle. Then I get the salt and pepper.
You really can't fuck up a potato. Like, it smells good.
Fun fact about A1, it actually never actually goes bad. It just turns into like wine.
That's crazy. That's good as fuck. That's actually good as fuck. Try that shit.
Okay, first time real authentic Asmund Gold steak.
Mm-hmm. Hear that? You know what's crazy though?
That's for you.
It tastes just like beef jerky.
It does.
Yep, just like beef jerky.
You want to know what my favorite food in the world is?
Beef jerky.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, like it is a little dry, but. It's
supposed to be dry.
But it's dry, and then the sauce.
Because, like, if it's dry, that means there's nothing bad, any bad mold or anything like that that's going to get through.
If you eat it like this, it feels like you're eating beef jerky. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's literally just beef jerky.
I mean, shit, it makes sense. You've refined your recipe for what I'm assuming is over, like, 10, 12, 13 years.
That's about it.
There's no way some guy's gonna sit there and eat shit for 12 years. That's good as fuck. I mean, I assume not.
There are people that go to Whataburger regularly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I expected it to be a little bit more bland, mm-hmm. like not like in an inedible way, but I mean, it has a lot of flavor.
That's what putting a bunch of seasoning on it does. I'm also, you know, I'm not a big eater, right? So. Mm. It's like for most people, it's not a lot of food, but for me, it's perfect.
You ever want me to clean like a room or something?
What?
You want me to like pick up a little bit sometime or no?
For what?
Just in case, you know, see how it feels.
Just don't look at it.
I get why you don't move.
Yeah.
You can tell there's like a lot of stories here.
Every hole in the wall tells a story.
Yeah.
There's a lot of holes.
Look, I ate the whole thing.
Oh, good job.
I ate the whole thing.
What do you think?
It was good.
Oh damn. Right on the tip. You got the shit.
Oh shit!
What'd you
do? That's some good aim. Yeah, he hit it, but it didn't skewer.
Oh yeah, you got it, bro. Clean through. Yeah, there it is. There's the mortal wound. That's just dead as fuck. That also smells terrible. You smell that? Smell that. That smells like somebody shit in that ball, bro. What the fuck?
Wait, you said this is a mattress?
Yeah.
Chicken wire.
It used to be so nice. I used to wake up at 11 p.m., go to Wendy's at midnight, eat food, pass out on this mattress, wake up at 2 a.m., and stream all fucking night. See?
You look like you want to try it, Techie.
Nah, I feel like I'm gonna break that shit. I'm afraid I'm too fat, I won't bounce, bro. Can I see your magic cards?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have a lot more, but here are these.
You got Sacred Foundry in here, but that's like $30. Yeah, damn, some rare shit. Ooh, Slivers too? Ooh, Darksteel Colossus. That's my buddy's favorite card in the game. That's the good shit, though. I'm telling you, man. If you play Magic and you say, oh, it's too expensive, bro, just write the fucking name on the card.
What does it say?
Stomping Ground. Yeah, 84 of them things.
Yeah.
Bro, this card is obnoxious.
What is it?
Sensei's Divining Top. How to make a 5-minute game turn into a 30-minute game. Holy shit, it adds so much extra time every turn. Yeah, this is cool. You're not playing like cringe decks. You're just playing like good decks. You ever do local tourneys?
I got enough DCI points. I have my DCR card over there, actually.
Oh, what the hell?
And I got enough points to compete in local tournaments, and then I stopped playing.
Does this shit look dorky or does this shit look cool?
I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh. That means it's dorky.
I mean, I know how to play card games. I've played like Hearthstone and Runeterra.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's like better. What do you think your rarest card is that you remember?
I don't know. Like, I'm sure I have like some like really, really old rare cards because like, so I went and I memorized the price of every single card. And then I would go, I would like tell people it's cool. Like, I'll buy all of your cards, like wholesale.
Yeah.
And like two cards would be worth like $20. And I'll be like, I'll give you $20 for the whole thing. And they're like, oh, okay, sure. Because they don't know the price.
Yeah.
And so that's where I got a lot of these cards.
Damn, bro. Vampiric Dragon and the OG Rith the Awakener. Those look crazy. That's the old way they used to print out multicolor too. Because now it more so looks like this. Yeah,
yeah.
The OG shit looked like murky and fucked up. Damn, that looks nice. Do you care?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Do you care?
Damn, dog. How long ago was this?
Over 10 years ago.
That's sick. Fuck, I love Magic. What's in the file cabinet? I haven't seen one of them things in 20 years.
My mom's tax documents from 1996.
Let's check them out. I wonder... Are we the out-of-touch ones? Like, what if normal houses are just like this?
I mean, like, the design, but, I mean, like, look around you. Like, what the fuck is that?
Wait, what, that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there were ants, right? Because if you look at, like, all the gray stuff, that's ready-made concrete that I put up in there so the ants don't get through.
This is like a support beam, right?
Yeah, it is.
Is that a crack?
I don't know.
Can you show us you laying down in the nest? Like in the, like how you would like, if today sucks, how you would roll yourself up in the nest?
Yeah, I was literally just doing
it. Oh,
so I have this. This blanket, by the way, is Mitch Jones' blanket. That's actually his ex-girlfriend's pillow, too. So yeah, I get right in here, and then sometimes I can get some more of these. Like, so if it's like really cold, then I can put as much of this on as I want. I used to have a cardboard box, but then I got rid of it because I got a new monitor.
You telling me that's not the fucking life? How can you have a bad day when you get to retire to that?
Yeah.
Those look cozy.
Right.
It's very cozy. You know, it looks bad or whatever. It doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's good.
I'm jealous, bro. I think we're the ones doing it wrong.
I mean, have you seen my room? I basically have that.
Nah, it's not even half as good as this.
Yeah, nah. It's very comforting in this house. This is what it used to feel like when I was like in eighth grade and I go to my buddy Trevor's house and like it was just like I felt like I was going over to another real human being's house. Everybody in the house was fucking smoking. Did this house used to smell like smoke all the time?
My mom smoked every single day
yep.
in the house. She smoked a lot.
Yeah. So my buddy, that's how I'll be real, that's how I got back into smoking. It's fucking awesome. I miss it, but I don't do it anymore.
Yeah, I forgot you used to be a smoker. Were you ever a smoker?
Fuck no.
Yeah. What do you think? How would you rate? Would you live here?
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Like, this house kind of reminds me of the house I had in Kansas when I lived alone. Like, similar layout. My house was fucking empty because I didn't buy furniture. Because why would I buy furniture? I'm just on my computer all day.
Well, I mean, like, I look at it as hunting. You know, like, if you see a buffalo, you want to get that buffalo, right?
But you're just picking stuff up off the street. That's like a gathering instinct.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's like...
Like, I would never buy furniture. That's stupid.
Yeah, stupid. Fuck you thinking.
Okay, but it's the same concept. Why would I get a couch off the street if I'm just gonna be at my computer in my bed?
I love that salt shaker just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh, I was looking at that earlier.
Oh, I used to, there's a video I poured salt on my head. They added a storm mount into WoW and I poured salt on my head because I was mad about it.
Damn.
Did Damn.
Yep. This is about what I do. Let's see. What else? Is there anything else interesting here? Oh, I have my cat ears. Oh, this is that jacket Emmy got me. I just put that over here. I think that's pretty much all my stuff. As you can see, I do not live in a crack house. I live in a crack home.
I feel like I've gone back in time by like 20, 30 years. Because like other houses, they don't feel like this at all. I said it earlier as a joke, but it actually feels like a time capsule of like how shit used to be like 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I never replaced the TV is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That too.
You guys had fun?
Honestly.
I had a lot of fun.
Did you guys sign the disclosure thing about like if you get a disease or anything like that, it's not my responsibility?
That's not mine.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry guys, this is probably going to be the last video Emmer is ever in.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, thanks for showing us your house, man.
You liked it?
Yep.
It's good.
Thanks for letting us come over and making us dinner.
All right. Well, that's pretty much about it. Yeah. So that's this is my house. Those are the stakes. That's what it is. And that's what it was. So, yeah. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Summer is ending and fall is here, which means a new OTK apparel drop. This is one of our largest drops to date with 23 pieces of clothing to choose from. The drop goes live on October 16th at 10 CST over at otknetwork.com. All 23 products from the collection are custom cut and sew, not made with blanks. The collection will feature the crown hoodie and the jogger set, which is one of these probably. Emmy, which one is it? Asmin, which one's your favorite? And you can check them out along with the rest of the collection using the link in the description or head to otknetwork.com.